Hello, this is Jim Beavertino. Say it to him.
I'm Sal Beavertino.
Right, that's Sal. He's my brother. And welcome to Orlando Today. And let's just pick it up where we were talking about, Sal, and tell the people what you were telling me.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that we had seen the volleyball on the Olympics and enjoyed it very much, and I'd commented that it was at the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
And you made a reference to it being in Paris.
Yes, I did.
All right. And I can tell by the way you're looking at me.
Well, tell everybody what you said.
I said, did you say the Eiffel Tower? I said, is it, that was in, we were just there.
I said, no, we weren't. I said, we were at the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas.
Yes. And I said, well, that's the Eiffel Tower I know. And you said something that I'm not familiar with. And I challenged you on it, and you got a little bit upset with me.
No, here's what happened, folks. Sal is a good man. He's my brother. I said the Eiffel Tower is in Paris, France, and you said that wasn't your information, or
I said to you that's not my understanding. My understanding is the Eiffel Tower, the one that I know, and the one that 90% of the people in America know, and I think anybody knows the Eiffel Tower knows it's in Las Vegas.
It's the one in Las Vegas. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. This is a General Shaw.
Yeah, we know who you are, sir.
How do you do? Yes. Are you two dumbasses going to go back and forth like this?
What do you say?
I said, are you two dumbasses going to go back and forth about where the Eiffel Tower is?
Well, listen, I don't need to be called a dumbass. Where's Mr. Henry?
Mr. Henry asked me to come in here and ask you.
I'm talking to my brother right now. This is the segment we've prepared on a Phil Henry show.
Where's he going?
Where are you going, sir?
Nothing. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Okay. Do we have to start all over again? The Eiffel Tower, Sal. Boy, that's very rude. The man to come in and say, "Are you two dumbasses?"
Yeah. Do you have some information?
Yes, I do have some information.
You just sounded, your voice cracked like a.
I know it.
You said I do.
No, he's leaving now.
That's right.
I said to you, Jim, that you and I had gone to the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, you did. And I said, we went to the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas.
Right, and you keep insisting on the Eiffel Tower being in France. Now, the people that listen, they know that the fake news...
This is not fake news, Sal. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, okay. But France is a country that's been openly hostile to America for a long time.
It doesn't make any difference whether France is openly hostile to us or not. This is a fact. We're talking about a physical thing being in a place for I don't know how long.
What are you talking about now?
I'm talking about the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France. And you think it's fake news because the French...
The French... have had it in for us for a long time. And I'm just trying to warn, I'm trying to tell my brother this all the time. I try to warn him about the fake news.
It's not fake news. Any more than it's fake news to say that the capital of the United States of America is located in Washington, D.C.
Well, do you know that it wasn't originally going to be there? It was going to be somewhere else?
I don't care.
But did you know that?
I'm sure they had discussions.
They were not going to put it there. Thomas, what's a man's... Thomas Hamilton?
Thomas Hamilton.
I'm sorry, I don't have your name for your mind for big names.
But it was Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton, who said that the capital should be in Washington, D.C. It should be in the South.
That's right, because he wanted to give the South, he was negotiating with the Southern states so they could get this Constitution ratified.
Okay, there again, you and I have a difference of opinion.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, but, you know, you have been so brainwashed.
Brainwashed by what, man? This is history. The capital of the United States is in Washington, D.C. because that was a part of Virginia, and it was proposed by Alexander Hamilton because he wanted to negotiate with the South so that they would ratify the Constitution. There were differences even then as to slavery.
All of that is I hate to say it, it's left-wing stuff.
You know something? You and I came from the same mother and father. I don't know how you can be so dumb.
You know, you can insult me all you want. You notice I'm not insulting you.
You are insulting me.
How?
By getting me to try to get me to believe that it's fake news that the Eiffel Tower is in Paris, and it was fake news that Alexander Hamilton wanted the capital to be in Washington, D.C.
Now, slow down, because you're trying to, I don't think you're remembering any of this right.
I remember it all just fine. That Alexander Hamilton wanted the capital of America to be in the South. He wanted to negotiate that with the South to give them something to adopt the Constitution.
Because if the capital of America was in the South, the Southern states would go, okay, we'll ratify.
One of the things, yeah, one of the things that he was negotiating with them on, yeah. Okay, go ahead, tell me how I'm wrong.
The capital of America, there was a time when the capital of America, they wanted to make it like it was going to be in Denver.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about how they wanted to, you talk about compromise. They wanted to put it right in the middle.
Denver wasn't even a part of America then.
What's that?
Denver was not even a part of America back then. Denver is in Colorado. I don't even know if Denver existed. I don't think Colorado existed.
But it was right in the dead center of America.
But that was not in the dead center of America.
Why do you say that?
Because it wasn't part of America.
Well, you know.
What am I splitting hairs here? Am I quibbling that eventually it was part of America? So
yeah, eventually it was. What I'm trying to tell you is,
first of all, I don't believe for one minute that Denver was ever a part of any discussion about the capital of the United States of America.
No, I wouldn't think that you would.
Because I'm a dumbass.
I didn't say that. I said you are like a lot of these sheeple.
Oh, boy.
You are subject to a lot of fake news,
brother. The only reason why I'm continuing this conversation, this is part of the Phil Henry podcast.
What is?
What we're doing right now. I told you it was.
No, I was not. Yes, here he is again.
Yeah, here he is again. Are you guys done? I think we're about done, yeah.
We're done because my brother, who believes in the fake news.
No, he doesn't believe. I've been listening. He doesn't believe in fake news. You're wrong. He's right.
About what?
About everything he said. The Eiffel Tower is in Paris. The capital of the United States was originally proposed for Washington, the area of Virginia where Washington is, to give the South something in a negotiation. Denver, Colorado wasn't part of America at the time. Colorado wasn't a part of America at the time.
And who are you again?
My name is General Galen Shaw.
Well, you're part of the military.
I'm retired, yes, sir.
And I respect and I love our military, don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of you.
Be careful how you say what you're going to say. Yeah, brother, be careful.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just say you are taught to toe the line.
I'm not taught to be a dumbass. Who taught you to be dumb?
No one taught me.
Brother, watch it. Don't be you look like you want to step to me.
Well, no one taught me to be a dumbass. My mother and father taught me to be an intelligent, thinking man.
Then why don't you do that right now? Get to a Wikipedia or whatever the hell you think is a good source and look up Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, look it up and you'll find out it was in Paris.
What source do you want me to use?
Oh, boy, here we go.
It's all compromised, is that it?
Well, it's all, you know, it's part of these websites. You have to do your own research.
You guys give me a royal pain, you know that?
I know I do, because I think for myself, and I'm not one of the sheeple, and I don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Brother, this ain't Kool-Aid. It's like saying it's Kool-Aid. It's like saying it's Kool-Aid, okay? You're drinking the Kool-Aid. When you take that Viagra you take...
God damn.
Well, hold on. When you take that Viagra you take so you can get it up for Sissy, so you can get it up for Cecily, your wife.
That was the most rotten thing in the world you could say.
Well, wait a minute. Why is that rotten? Am I drinking the Kool-Aid or something?
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid, huh?
You take Viagra to get it up?
Fuck.
Okay, wait a minute, brother. Come on back here. No.
That was dirty pool.
Well, you're the guy that's saying that the Eiffel Tower ain't in Paris.
Why did you have to bring up the fact I take Viagra?
Because ain't that science?
That's science, isn't it? Viagra is science that's been proven. You know how it's been proven?
How?
Because when I take it, I get firm. I get firmed up.
You firm up?
Yeah.
Okay. And when I look up, and when I go to Paris...
Yeah, go ahead. Be careful with what you say here.
Hold on. If I go to Paris, I see the Eiffel Tower there.
And there's plaques on the Eiffel Tower that say, by the way, it's 1888.
What was that?
1888. It was part of the Paris World's Fair.
And there's plaques what?
And there's a plaque on it that says Eiffel Tower, 1888.
Oh, and you believe that?
Oh, man.
See, here's the thing that the here's where both of you blew it. When you brought up the fact that I take Viagra, and you said, yeah, is that fake news? I said, no. And you said, why? I said, because it firms up.
So you have physical evidence.
I got physical evidence that it firms.
Uh-huh.
You don't mind talking about this, huh?
I've been forced into talking about it.
Well, here's something for you. There are photographs of the Eiffel Tower.
That don't matter.
What?
You get that off the internet?
Well, you're getting your information off the internet.
I get the information. I get my information off of the firmed up when it firms.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got you guys over a barrel on that one.
No, you don't have me over a barrel. There's all kinds of proof, all kinds of eyewitnesses, all kinds of everything that proves the Eiffel Tower was in Paris, France, before it was ever in Las Vegas.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not my understanding.
Yeah, you got no understanding of anything except the fact that you firm it up.
Don't you dare laugh at me.
I'm laughing, man.
Well, why don't you run off and take your pill now?
Oh, boy, he just gave us...
Let's let the record show your kid brother just gave us both the finger.
He did a double finger.
I don't need to be insulted.
I'm not trying to insult you, brother. You know I love you.
Well...
He just double-fingered me and the general. One finger over to me and one finger...
You don't have to explain it.
Yeah. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Jim Beavertino. My brother Sal is sitting in the car waiting for me to come out and drive him home. All rights reserved on... Did I say the all rights?
Yeah, you did. This is General Galen Shaw. We'll see you again tomorrow, folks. By the way, the nature of these programs being produced on the run as they are, we hope you understand some of it's kind of sloppy.
Well, I didn't...
No, it's okay. Never mind.